give him his time. Give him his time.
Usually time.
This parsha, Parshas Vayera, we have a Mordechai mitzvah. A lot of mitzvahs. This mitzvah, we all know how critically the Torah conveys even very complex mitzvahs and halachas. We have whole mitzvahs that are rooted in a couple of words. And what this highlights, anytime the Torah talks a lot about something, the person always has to stop and think. As far as the Avos, the stories of the Avos, there's also Avraham Avinu. It's only 75, there's nothing that's written. All the mitzvahs that he did, the Haibin and Machshavos, that's the Perek Tzad. It's very, very sparse. You look at Yitzchak Avinu, it's even more sparse. And at the beginning of our parsha, the Torah goes on and talks in great detail, in lavish detail, about Avraham Avinu's encounter with the Malachim and how he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, interrupted, excused himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He ran to the Malachim. If you remember, Chazal tell us that he was kind of a blessing from the Mila. He was confirmed. It was Kechayim Hayayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu took out the Chamim in Atika. Scorching heat. But Avram was undeterred, and he pursued these, what looked to him as Arab wayfarers. And he spoke to them. He bowed down to them. He invited them into his home. He lavished them with all types of delicacies. He, so to speak, lorded over them. And there's much to learn from all the details, but just the fact that the Torah goes to such length to talk about it has to tell us something. Let's just take note about that. The Chavetz Chaim, and Avos Chesed points this out, Parak Gimel. Kama chaviva mitzvah tachnasas arachim lefnei Hashem yitzbarach shenichtava parasha shlema b'teira hamidaberes minyan zeh. The Torah records an entire parasha about this. Hila ois lanu shenitzchazik b'zeh gam ken kol yimei chayenu. What does it tell us? So the flag goes up, the question mark goes up. But what does it tell us? Yeah.
So there are also places in the Torah where we go in appreciating detail about things that are not Balak, like in the question of Balak, right? We have all this discussion about between Balak and Balak, and they said to each other where they stood, what you know.
Okay, that's a good question. So yeah, we could discuss each parsha individually, but Balak is an unbelievable parsha that Chaim Singh is asking. And what's the halach of Balak? Here I am, I'm saying, right? So every parsha that has to be asked and addressed.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would say, the kitzur, is that parsha is also, there's an unbelievably powerful theme. An idea that the Torah is conveying to us. What is that?
Hashem loves us.
Obviously so, right? And how much Hashem loves us. And intervenes to protect us.